Whether it's for his pirouettes, his books, his story, or simply his name, most of you will have heard of Lee Schwinsing. Lee's autobiography, Mao's Last Dancer, was turned into a film almost a decade ago, and it tells how he was taken at 11 from his impoverished life in a village in Mao Zedong's China to study ballet in Beijing, and how he defected to the US and became an international ballet star. Lee danced for the Australian Ballet in the 90s. He's now artistic director for the Queensland Ballet, and he continues to inspire the next generation of dancers. What a very important Australian. And Lee is also inspiring another very important Chinese-Australian artist, the renowned painter Jun Chen. Jun's fantastically textured oil painting of Lee is part of an exhibition opening next weekend at the National Portrait Gallery in Canberra. It's called 2020. It features 20 new paintings for the gallery's 20th anniversary, and it's the biggest commission in its history. Each of the 20 artists were paired with an Australian subject, someone who'd made a notable contribution to society. And I'm delighted to have here in the studio with me both Jun and Lee. Thank you both so much for coming into the Hub on Art.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. So Lee, starting with you, how does it feel to be chosen to be painted for this exhibition?
Oh, I'm deeply touched. I was surprised when they approached me and says, would you like to be painted for our big anniversary exhibition?
Yeah.
And I thought, out of all the outstanding Australians making enormous contributions to our society, it's such a privilege that they're thinking of me.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm so happy that you're part of the list. Now, how did you get to choose Jun?
Yes.
Okay, and why did you choose Jun?
They have offered me a few choices, mm-hmm. and Jun's name is on that list. But I have been an admirer of his work, his beautiful, paintings. Because one of my friend Philip Bacon Gallery, yeah. Philip, is representing June and have been sending us information on the artists that he exhibit. Of course, his gallery is exhibiting really quality artists. So that was the first time made us looking up to particularly somebody Chinese, that there are not that many outstanding really painters, of course, in China, but not in Australia. Living in Australia, there's only really a small handful of artists that I know that I follow. So June, was somebody, and his work immediately caught my eye.
Yes.
It was just absolutely, I fell in love with his work from the first time I saw them.
Now, June, you hadn't met Lee before, right?
No.
And then you were asked to paint him for this exhibition, but did you know about Lee?
I know his story a long time ago. You know, he is very famous and in here. I think I first time, I before I know the book, you know, and our first time I know his news is he, I think a few years ago, he from Melbourne, you know, we coming here and became the director of Queensland Ballet Company.
Okay, so how excited were you when you found out that you were going to do his portrait for
first
National
time,
Portrait Gallery?
Yes. First time, you know, the gallery director Bacon phoned me and said, all right, do you like to do Mr. Lee portraits? You know, I said, yeah, it's good. You know, it, for me, it's a good chance, you see.
Okay, so what was the first step, Jun? What was the first step that you made in painting?
The first time, you know, I just phoned him, you know, we discussed something, you know, I went to his company, you know, we just see.
And how important is it actually for both of you to sort of start to build up a relationship?
It was very important. For me to work with anyone, whether it's a choreographer, designer, or dancer, or a painter, artist like June, is very important to be able to have that chemistry, have that sense of shared vision. So if the direction he's taking is not what I like, that won't happen because I will not be a willing participant in that case.
That's very clear, Lee. That's great. And I mean, that's real talk from an artistic director. That's wonderful.
I think for June and I, we share the same ideas from the very beginning because my life is very much involved from a dance studio. Mm. And really, that's why I've came back from finance back into dance, because I feel I can make a meaningful difference in the lives of lives of young next generation ballet dancers. Yeah. So that's where it gives me joy and happiness when I see young talents thriving and maturing. So and June agreed to paint me with some of our dancers in the studio environment.
Now, if you're listening to this and you'd like to see the painting, first of all, you can go onto our website to see a print of the painting, you know, a photograph of the painting. But just to describe it for you a little bit, it's a painting in oils, right, June?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a picture. It's a full length portrait of June with his beautiful, elegant stance, just wonderful dancer's body. Standing at the bar in front of a mirror, and in the mirror you can see, I think, three or four ballerinas in the background. Yeah, and they're wearing the classic white tutus, and one of them has her arm up, and there's this incredibly direct gaze coming from you, Lee. It's the most extraordinary picture of you, and a great likeness, but more than a likeness, a wonderful spirit of your mind. And also very much your body. So Jun, how did that work with Lee? Like, were you happy to, you know, sort of be directed by him to a certain extent?
Because I got this job, you know, I just to see Lee. And first time I thought, Lee is a dancer, you know, great dancer, but now he's the director, you know.
Yeah.
He's different than normal dancer. So I thought, how can paint these paintings? But suddenly, you know, I went to his company a few times, just talk to him, just working here, how can he work, you know. Yeah. And suddenly I got the idea, just like he relax, and also in the studio, in the dancing studio, you can see some the young girls, you know, the ballet dancer to dance. And the mirror is very important.
Why is the mirror important?
Because they can, you can, through the mirror, you can see the background.
Okay.
So, yeah. Because it's very hard. It's like Lee relax in there, and you can paint other girls, you know, beside. That is very hard. So the mirror fix up this.
Yeah. How did you actually do the painting, Jun?
And I doing this, you know, I thought that this, the whole body, because you dancer, you have to standing. This is my idea. And also, my painting is nearly 2 meters higher.
Mm.
I said that is get more clear for the figures.
Yes.
And also, my painting is very thick, and I use a palette knife.
Okay, so you used a palette knife even for that extraordinary detail around Lee's eyes?
Yeah.
Really?
Just for example, the Lee's face, I painted 4 or 5 times.
You painted Lee's face 4 or 5 times.
Sometimes I don't like it. I just take out.
Just a question of practicality with that.
Can I say, please, liked it from the first try. I thought that was amazing. So then he went on, painted a few more times.
Yeah. So how does that work though, Jun, with redoing oil? Like, can you literally just scrape it off and just have another go?
Yeah.
And then you'll just sort of touch up the areas around it?
Yeah, because I paint very thick, you know, sometimes very getting dry very quick.
Yeah.
Because of summer.
Yes.
But I just very be careful, you know, just like if dry, I have to take out if I want to change.
Yes. Yeah. Lee, have you had your paintings done before?
I have.
Yeah, a few times, I would imagine.
Yeah, a few times. And a couple of times for Archibald's.
Okay.
But there are, you can imagine, quite a lot of people chase after me over the years.
I can imagine, yes.
But I'm very reluctant. I'm always very reluctant.
Why are you reluctant?
Well, I was very reluctant for everything about me, whether it's the book or movie, because I always thought it was rather self-indulgent. I nearly never published my book or allowed the movie to happen. So again, every time it's something about me, I'd feel, do I really need this? Do I really want myself thrush upon public face again? So I just thought people may already have too much of Lee.
I don't think we can ever have too much of you, Lee, but your humility is incredibly inspiring, so thank you for that. But what sort of pushed you then to decide to have the portrait done?
Well, I thought it was a really important occasion for the National Portrait Gallery, and what the kind of works they do is very important for the nation. So I think also working with June, such an artist as June, which I'm as I said, I'm an admirer of his work, will be such a privilege, would be a very special occasion. So I just thought, well, I would like to work with June and be able to really get to know him, and perhaps together we can create something meaningful.
Yeah. Jun, is this the first portrait that you have in the National Portrait Gallery?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
So you really have a big chance for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you train in China before you moved to Australia?
Yeah. I did. I graduated the Academy of Fine Art in Guangzhou. And it's a 4 years BA course.
Okay. And then how did you come to Australia? Did you study here?
Yeah. I arrived here in 1990. I studied QUT. I did my master course.
Okay, and then you stayed after that.
After that, I stayed here.
So. Yeah. Do both of you go back to China? I know you're about to go back to China, aren't you?
That's right.
When are you going?
I'm taking my company early next month.
So Queensland Ballet,
we're going to go back. Yes, and the intro music you just played before we come on air is from Midsummer Night's Dream, Mendelssohn's beautiful music, and we're taking that very work, Liam Scarlett's famous Midsummer Night's Dream, to tour in four cities. So it's going to be thrilling but nerve-wracking for me to take my company to, it's like almost like your parents taking your child, go home to report to your your parents.
Yes, so nerve-wracking.
Yeah, nerve-wracking. Yeah. A lot of my teachers and classmates will be sitting in the audience with critical eye. But I'm proud. I think we got a fabulous company of dancers, and the work is world-class. Yeah. But also, I think in this kind of intense sort of uncertain political environment where arts and sports, things like that is non-political, could play a very important part in fostering the relationships between different people.
Yeah. Lee, when I heard your story, first of all, I thought how remarkable, of course, you are. And then I also thought about the other children in that class and the children who weren't chosen. Mm. Did you ever keep in touch with them?
I do. Yeah. I keep in contact with most of my childhood classmates. Every time I get a chance to go back home, they all dispersed, they all went off, moved around now in China. So we tend to gather as many as we can to have class reunions.
Yes.
It's always fascinating. It's always wonderful because you retell these childhood stories. Sometimes you forget, sometimes so vivid in your memories.
Yes. I mean, 11 is an old, you're really established in childhood at that time.
Well, especially the kind of childhood is so different to the children China experience today. So those kind of childhood is so tough. And you tend to, that toughness brought you together even more. So we formed these lifelong relationships, friendships. So to reflect upon them is very sweet and really quite special.
Yeah. I'd like to thank you both so much for coming into the studio, and congratulations with your portrait, and Lee, congratulations with being painted, and best of luck, Chukas, for your tour to China.
Eddie, could I say the painting June created is just incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I look at that, I thought, oh my God, that's really something quite special.
Yes, he is. He's an exceptional artist. So thank you. Thank you both very, very much. Yeah. Lee Xuanxing, internationally acclaimed ballet dancer, currently the artistic director of the Queensland Ballet, and Jun Chen, the renowned painter and regular finalist for the Archibald Prize. His portrait of Lee is part of the upcoming exhibition 2020. It's at the National Portrait Gallery in Canberra. The show runs from the 20th of October to the 10th of February. If you go, you'll see portraits by Immanz Tillers of the playwright Louis Nara, a photographic portrait of the basketball player Andrew Gaze by George Fetting, and so many more. Visit our website to have a sneak peek of Jun's portrait of Lee.